Hello, everybody. This is Bill Bauman, and welcome to our October teleconference. And as I said just a couple minutes ago or a few minutes ago when I just butted right in, happy Halloween. It's, yes, trick or treat. And, oh, look what you got for me. Oh, I love that candy. Thank you. That is so neat. I am just super glad that you are here and that we are here together. It's been a whole month since we've had our last teleconference, and Donna, who's sitting in the other room, we are just so delighted that you are here and that we are together. So I would love to ask Donna to say hi to you. Hello, trick-or-treat girl.
Hello, and hello to everyone all over the country. We're having a little bit of coolness here in Las Vegas, and eagerly we are waiting to see a whole group of people this weekend in Baltimore. So some of you are on. We may be seeing you in person. So with that, I welcome you to a wonderful evening. I know Bill has been sitting quietly for the last hour or so, preparing for this wonderful time together.
Oh, yes, I have. Thank you so much. And let's see. Now, here's, I think, what I want to do. I'm going to invite all of us to say hi, and then I'll talk again, because I know you're here just to listen to me talk. But, oh, no. Let's say hi to each other right now. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
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 Hi, everybody.
Nice.
Hi. Just delightful. Thank you so much. That was so cool. And, of course, we included everyone who's here on the webcast who all of a sudden for this time, they go mute. They just, those on the webcast cannot speak. It's an amazing thing. Their vocal cords just dry up. And then as soon as they get off the web, their vocal cords come back on. It's a remarkable deal. Anyway, I am so delighted, so thrilled that we are together. I want to use the word family again, because informal a family as we are, this is a sacred moment. I look really forward to this time every month, and I'm really glad I started this. I just started this, for those of you who are maybe here the first time or two, I just started this again in July. I've done this for a number of years, took two or three years off doing it. And it's just sweet. It's just heartful. It's just, it's just sacred. And so I'd like to remind us, and by the way, I really won't do the trick-or-treat thing again. I don't think. I mean, who knows? But I just want to remind us that this is not so much a time of me saying great and awesome conceptual things, but it's a time of coming together for inspiration. It's a time to just quietly reflect, but maybe more than that, it's a time of grace. It's a time to sit in the middle of just infinite love and infinite being, and just let the blessings pour forth into us, and pour forth from that deep, beautiful source within us. I just before we start, I would love to thank Donna for the amazing photographs that she puts on the web. Those of you who are on the phone don't get to see those, I don't think. But and actually, neither do I, because I've got a whole different kind of a screen here in front of me. I've got a screen that's called Control Panel. And actually, that's perfect for me, because, as you know, I am such a control freak that it just leaves me feeling so powerful. It's a marvelous thing. But the downside of that is I don't get to see the beautiful photos and pictures that those of you who are online do get to see. So I would like to invite those who are on the phone, those who are online, just to kind of join together in spirit, join together in heart. It is, even though we're accessing this and we're present in two different ways, we are truly one, absolutely one, for this very, very precious sacred time. So I'm going to talk a bit, if you will, maybe, I don't know, a half hour or less, I'm not sure. And as always, please let yourself be with the words in whatever way is perfect for you. I know there are a number of people who tune in to hear who basically say they get so much more out of it if they don't listen to my words or the words of any of us. And I really get that. I mean, aside from the deep hurt feelings that I suffer on a daily basis because of that, I really get the beauty and the value of that because, one, each of us, of course, is very different and we open to grace and open to blessings in each in our own way. But two, because this is a time where we just come together, and I'm using words because we're in a society and in a human form where verbal language is how we do it, especially if we're on the phone, etc. But it's the communication of love, the communication of oneness, the communication of the blessing that we're here for is way, way beyond the words. So if you're ready, here's the amazing topic that came to be. I mean, amazing. I think I must have done a trick-or-treat to all of our souls, and our souls gave me not candy, but this topic. Okay, are you ready? Here's the topic. What's in your wallet? Oh, that's too good. What's in your wallet? And, of course, you know, because you watch television all the time, that refers to an ad on television, and I don't remember what credit card it is, but there's a credit card company that is almost coming to me that shows all sorts of scenarios where terrible things happen to you if you don't have that credit card in your wallet. And so, hence the question, what's in your wallet? Or if I translate the word wallet, interpret the word wallet, what's in your depths? What's in your center? What's in your core? What's in your heart? What's in your soul? What's in the central space of your being? What's in you? So let's just briefly, gently, easily, with no work here, let's just join together in a journey, just a simple, precious little journey to, not exactly to our physical wallet, but to the center place, center space of our being, of who we are, of what we are. Let's individually and together, let's just go to that particular inner sanctum, if you will, that beautiful, precious space where maybe where you're most you, that remarkable, beautiful, sacred site, like we go around the world to find a sacred site, that sacred site of you, and just kind of drift into that space in whatever way you want, whatever way you choose, and just let yourself easily be led and find that center. And when you find that center, you don't need to do anything with it. You don't need to say anything to it. You don't need to really make anything happen, if you will. All you need to do is just kind of be there, just kind of notice. And since you're taking a little journey here, you probably want to notice what you've arrived at, kind of a little bit. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? And just especially in the context of, wow, this is the central me. You know, it's like I remember reading a book once about the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, the original temple, and then of course the reconstructed temple. And there was always an inner sanctum. There was always a holy of holies. There was always that innermost space where, in that sacred tradition, they believed that God really took up residence there. God lived or lives there. And, of course, God lives everywhere. God lives in us. God lives in everything, in a sense. But God, especially in that tradition, God lives there. Well, let's just borrow from that tradition a bit and assume that each of us, is a temple. Each of us is that sacred place that literally embodies the divine in a very special way. Just like that temple embodies the divine in a very special way, just like the Taj Mahal embodies the divine in a separate, in a special way, just like the most sacred site you can imagine on the face of the earth embodies something ultra special, ultra sacred, ultra beautiful, ultra pure. So too, you, me, us. And so here we are. We're gathered on this little Halloween month. We're gathered in this beautiful time of fall and autumn when the leaves are starting to change on the face of the earth. We come together to find that sacred center, that sacred site, where the most precious something lives, the most precious you lives. And so we've taken this journey, you and I, to that place. And let's assume we're here. We're here. And we're hanging out in this beautiful, beautiful space. What's there? And don't get in your head too much, please. Just kind of let your intuitive sense take over. Let your feeling take over. Let your inner knowing take over. Maybe even let your body take over. What's there? What's there? What is this sacred, sacred something that lives right there? And feel free to not put words to it, not put language to it if you'd prefer. Feel free to not identify it, because for some of us it may be a very bright something that we can see. For others of us it may be a very emptied out quantum void that we can't see at all. Each of them being an equally valid, equally rich, equally sacred space. What is it that is the sacred core or center or perhaps essence of you? You, this beautiful being roaming the face of the earth. You, this remarkable divine self, sort of put into, sometimes you feel on some days stuffed into this human skin. and visiting in this moment that essence. So the image that comes to me is just as we're saying that, and excuse the crudeness of it, is the image of an onion with all those layers. And down at the core of that onion, there's this beautiful center. And then all of a sudden I get another image of like the earth. And I remember Donna and I about a year ago watching a special on television. I think it was called something like Journey to the Center of the Earth. And we just went down layer upon layer upon layer. And they got to the core of the earth. And while they described what it was from a, if you will, from a physics and chemistry point of view, what they really said that grabbed my attention was from this center that in a sense is this like iron ball that's so hot that it's not even burning, from this center radiates out through all the layers of the earth and out into the atmosphere and out into the solar system an electromagnetic field that is so powerful that it neutralizes the effects of the sun upon, or the heat waves from the sun coming to the earth. So powerful, but it comes from this itsy-bitsy little tiny space in the middle of the earth. Could it be, do you think, could it be that you and I are like that earth, like that onion, so powerful in this indefinable, almost indescribable essence or center of our being? So what lives here for you? What is that? For some people, many people I know, they would say, it's love. And it's not the storied love. It's not the love with the drama. Down in this center, it's just pure, radiant love. Other people, especially people who are very artistic or creative or musical, they would say, It's creation itself, or it's creativity, the spirit of creation that lives right there, and that's what radiates out into me. For other people, they would say, and I've known a few entrepreneurial people who say it's the very power, the very juice of life that lives there, and that's what propels them and moves them and motivates them. And very spiritual people will often say, ah, it's my God self. That's where God or Goddess lives and is and sources and expresses from. And that's that God, that Goddess, is my quiet, silent space. It's my infinite being. And it's my place of quiet meditation. It's where I go to sit in the silence of the divine. And other people say, well, it's not any of those really. It's just the isness of it all. Here's where I just am. Where I just am. It's really not about my being anything. It's just maybe call it essence. I just am. And this is where I can just be me again. No stories, no dramas, no time, no space. I just am. And, of course, it could be 500, 5,000 other somethings, if you will. What is it? What is it, do you think, for you, in you, as you spend time with it right now, as you experience it, as you listen to it, as you savor it, as you just sort of feel into it, as you let it just begin to touch you or you touch it. The next image that comes to me while you're just being there is that of the sun, or maybe I should call it the solar system. That if, as an analogy, you are the solar system and there are all these facets of you, like these planets, maybe these nine planets around, you know, your personality, your loving heart, your this, your that, in the center of your being, there's this amazing, amazing, amazing sun, this self-generating source, self-generating wellspring of enormous, enormous, for the sun, enormous heat, enormous power, enormous light, enormous sound, a light and sound and power and heat and source of creativity that every minute of every day and every night is just propelling itself from the center out, sometimes taking months to get out to the edge, and then while 95% of it just takes a nosedive back into the center, 5% of it or whatever percent just moves out. And it may be just the same with you and me, that here we are, living our human lives, and yet from the center of our being, there's this divine core that just is feeding us. And if it's about love, it's feeding us love. If it's about creativity, it's feeding us the new creation of ourself. If it's about life itself, it's enlivening us and giving us new life force, new energy, new vitality. If it's about power, it's empowering us. If it's about divine, just being the divine, it may be just inviting us to the most precious place of inner peace, always, 24/7, day and night, every minute, every second, every millisecond. This beautiful, beautiful, beautiful center is always, always here. Sure, we forget about it. Sure, we don't notice it. Sure, we put our focus and our attention on lots of things, and of course we do. That's kind of what we're here for in so many ways. And yet, back to the question, what's in your wallet? What's in that wallet? What's in that sun? What's in that onion? What's in that deepest, deepest you? What's in that temple, that inner sanctum, that holy of holies? What is it that just in this moment, and here I'm moving to the punchline, by the way, what is it in this moment that wants to bless you, wants to give to you, wants to enrich you, wants to place into your human self a gift. And I wonder, what might be that gift? Of course, just logically, we would say, well, if that center is the purest, purest love, it might want to give you the gift of unconditional love in a whole new flavor, or the gift of self-love at a level of greater depth and genuineness and authenticity. Or if it's power, it might want to just awaken within you a greater self-confidence or a deeper groundedness in that center itself, or in who you are or what you are. Or if it's something else, the gift might be something else. I wonder on this Halloween month, as maybe it doesn't say trick or treat, but maybe it says treat. Maybe it raises its hand right now and says, I've got a treat. And it doesn't matter to me ever whether you're trying to trick me or not. And if you've been like me, I've certainly done that. But what matters is, I've got a treat. And the treat's already here. It's already wrapped. It's already gift-wrapped. And it's just waiting for you. And, gee, I wonder, it could be that we came together tonight, just all of us. And we never know how many people are here because we have no concept of who's on the webcast. But Donna and I estimate there are probably, roughly speaking, 100 or a little more of us here every week or every month. I mean, but let's assume that we all came together so that we could sit in the middle of this inner sanctum, this very holy of holies place, this core of our earthy self, this beautiful divine source. And just sit here like we would sit in a sacred site, like we would sit in a place that just seems, because of its enormous divinity, because the divine really does live there, it seems to call us to a certain respect, a certain quiet, a certain silence, a certain honoring, if you will. And yet we're honoring the amazing self that we are, that is in a form that so deserves, so merits to have this sacred, sacred center here, infusing its beauty, infusing its love, infusing its passion, infusing its power, infusing its emptiness, infusing its everythingness into us every moment. And so we'll come back to the gift in just a little bit. We each, as we know, are created in the image and likeness of the divine. In more Eastern spirituality terms, we are the divine made manifest. We are the divine in its body. We're the body of the divine. We're the emotion of the divine. We're the energy of the divine. We're the consciousness of the divine. And yet, we're also the essence of the divine, and that's what's there in that amazing Holy of Holies. And so while we're all this manifestation, all this expression, all this movement, all this power, all this love, all this energy, how wonderful from time to time to just go back home to that essence, just find that sacred center where we always remember. We remember not just the expressiveness of us, but we remember that essence. It's like, if you excuse the crude analogy, it's like going to the gas station and filling up our pump with that gas, that juice, that source, that propellant, that amazing rich juice that gives us the energy and the vitality to be that expression in rich, dynamic ways. But for this moment, let's just sit in the middle of this divine center. And even before we look at or for the gift, let's just be that essence. Can you be that essence? while you're just being that, I'm going to take this just a little different direction. Not taking us away from this at all, but I'm going to talk about it in a slightly different way. It's come to be my sense that this Holy of Holies is always, without exception, active within us. It's always talking to us. It's always giving us gifts. It's always supporting us and nurturing us and empowering us and loving us, and it's giving us something all the time. This inner sanctum never, never sleeps. It's just unconditionally loving us. It's just creatively empowering and enriching us. It's just giving us gifts all the time. And one of the cute things that we human beings do, and this is where I'm taking us just a particular direction for a few minutes, one of the cute things we human beings do is we pretend. We pretend. I think, who was it? Don Luis Miguel, Miguel Ruiz wrote, "We are gods pretending that we are not God." We pretend that this inner sanctum is a problem. We make believe that as it masquerades, just like on Halloween, as it masquerades, as this beautiful divine within us masquerades as, what do I want to call it, as negativity, or as an unresolved issue, or as a hurt, or a pain, or an anger, or a bad habit, or whatever we want to call it, as it seems to appear like a problem, we totally forget that it's divine. We absolutely are so wrapped up in the story of it being unhelpful, of it being something that's taking us off of the path, of it being our own, what do you want to call that, resistance, or our own woundedness, that we just don't see that it's just God, Goddess, dressed up in a Halloween costume, playing Darth Vader. And we get scared of Darth Vader, and so we pull back, and we deprive ourselves of this connection with this beautiful source. And so, note I didn't say that God or Goddess is playing this nasty trick on us. You know, we've all gone there. I've certainly gone there. But let's assume that it's us playing the trick on us because we're the ones who are playing Halloween. Let's assume that we somewhere, somehow, decided that we would be in and connected to and one with this source, and be fed by it, nurtured by it, and be one with it and be it. And then at other times that we would pretend that we're separate from it. And to help us be separate from it, we invent different words, different symptoms, if you will, different ways of convincing ourselves that we're screwed, or we're alone, or we're deprived, or we're hurt, or whatever. So the reason I felt moved to just say that, just point that out, is, again, if I just repeat the deeper truth, this divine center is never asleep. This divine you, divine source, divine cause, divine inner sanctum is always 100% nurturing us and giving us life, like that sun that never, never, never ends. And for the rest of our life, that internal sun will be feeding us 24/7. And so, if there's an implication in my words, the implication is, wow, well, when I'm feeling cut off, when I'm feeling wounded, when I'm feeling hurt, when I'm feeling alone, when I'm feeling fearful, when I'm feeling any of those things, would I want to call myself back to the truth? Would I want to invite myself away from my masquerade, away from my, if I may say it, illusion that I'm not supported? Would I want to dare to take that same journey that we took at the beginning of this time together and just drift down to that center, to that holy of holies, that precious inner sanctum, and just see what's there in your wallet, in your depth, in your core, in your center? If that feels to you like, yes, I would like to do that, may I add, wouldn't it be cool to invite yourself to do that maybe every day, every minute, even when you are feeling connected? Wouldn't it be kind of neat to make a commitment, perhaps, if it's your truth and only if it's your truth, make a commitment to be who you really are, this amazing divine expression who is planted in, plugged into, grounded in, rooted in, connected to, one with that source forever? What would it be like, for example, if, let's say you've got all that issue, that fear, that negativity, that bad habit, or whatever it may be, and you're looking at that, and you're feeling like, ooh, it's that that's the barrier between me and that source. And instead of looking at it as a barrier, look at it as, oh, that's the divine. That's that center, whatever it is. And that center is trying to give me a gift in the form of the masquerade, in the form of the hurt, in the form of the pain. Because so often I've noticed that when we're feeling threatened by somebody, threatened by a danger, threatened by a powerful boss or authority figure or whatever, that's really the internal divine self trying to empower us. And just because we're not picking up that there's a power within us, we experience that power in a lesser way, and so we're afraid. Or when that from that holy of holies, from that sacred, pure love, there's a whole burst of love coming up within us, it scares us. Because we're not ready for it, perhaps. We're not feeling like we're deserving it or whatever it may be. And so we don't even notice what it is. Somewhere in all my years of psychology and spirituality and philosophy and all the other stuff, it just occurred to me over and over and over again that we so often mislabel things, misinterpret things. There's always, always a gift every minute, every day. Wouldn't it be just an interesting experience if we wanted to go there? To just at any moment of any day, just ask ourselves, wow, what's being gifted me right now? Well, what is the gift that's coming alive right here in me, just in this moment, just in this second? And you know, just like for some reason I remember Oprah a lot, even though she is not regularly on television anymore, but remember Oprah with gratitude, attitude of gratitude, and she had person after person as witnesses of the amazingness of having an attitude of gratitude, say that they would just start noticing what in their life they could be grateful for, and they would write down one thing a day or five things a day, and then after a while, just because they were in the habit of noticing, they started noticing 10 things a day and then 20 things a day. And by golly, if it went to its ultimate, they would notice one thing every minute. And if we went farther than that, we would notice one thing every second or as fast as our mind could compute the whole process, because that's the truth of our life on this planet. And of course, we live in a time when we're very concerned about the world and the state of the world and the state of the future of humanity and all of that. And because of that habit of noticing what's seemingly wrong, noticing all the pain, the hurt, the misery in the world, we by definition, we forget to notice the others, or we don't even get around to noticing, wow, the blessings that are around. Sometimes when I'm in a community, whether I'm out there doing a seminar or wherever I am, I just look around and I read the paper and I notice not just the negative stuff, the murders and the this and the that, but I notice all the little nonprofits doing this and doing that. I notice the homeless getting fed. I notice the acts of kindness. I notice mothers packing lunch for their children every day. I notice friendships, whether with children or with adults, that just seem to make the difference. I notice intimate relationships. I notice the rays of the sun on my skin. I notice the breath of the air in my lungs. I notice that this little love emanating from my core, and then I notice the energy in and around that particular city, which is an energy of caring. And then I look at, you know, we make lots of judgments about politics, and of course, you know, we love to do that. And yet, if I look at the heart of a lot of politicians, I noticed this when Donna and I lived in Washington, D.C. We can say all we want about the government from a condemning point of view and a negative point of view, but I just met so many government workers, employees, who care, and who care deeply, and who do their job not just for a paycheck and not just to do a good job, but because they're passionate about making a difference. I notice cab drivers when I get in cabs, and I listen for their heart, and I listen for their soul, and I just maybe ask them a little question here or there, and they just talk to me, and something beautiful is happening. Their inner sanctum is coming forth. As I was working out in our condo's fitness center this morning, a fellow came in who tends to work out at about the same time I do, and we hardly ever talk. We just say hi, and that's about it. And I said, "Hi this morning, how you doing?" And he just turned, and he looked at me, and it was obviously he needed some love, and he said, "I don't know, I hurt my foot." And I said, "Oh, you hurt your foot, that's too bad." Then he told me a few sentences about it, and I don't even remember what I said, but it was like there was this just little exchange of love, this sweetness. And so just I could go on and on and on and on. It's just like attitude of gratitude. There's attitude of noticing the gift that comes from this beautiful, beautiful center, the center of you to you, the center of a city to a city, the center of the earth to the earth, with all of our food and our air and all the ways Mother Earth, Mother Nature just takes care of us, the center that is the sun that gives life to us, the center of any moment. It's an amazing, amazing universe and world, and you're an amazing, amazing self, just filled with these gifts, these dynamic, rich, amazing somethings. And so I feel like saying, and just take it if you feel like it and don't if you don't, but just like Oprah invited people to do the attitude of gratitude, I'd love to invite us, maybe just for a month or just for a day or just for an hour, whatever you want to do with it, just to invite yourself to notice, to go to that center, that sacred holy of holies within you, and just notice what you're nudged to notice. And I'm not looking for what to be grateful for. I'm not looking for this kind of gift or that kind of blessing. But just notice whatever you're nudged to notice. Trust your instincts. Trust your intuition. Trust the nudge. And just notice whatever it is. I'll tell you what I notice a lot. I mean a really a lot. I notice you. And I notice what a blessing you are in my life and in Donna's life. You know, we were in Arizona with 60 terrible, terrible people this last weekend doing this wondrous retreat on mysticism. And I just fell in love with these awful, awful people. I'm being sarcastic, of course, about, with the words terrible and awful. But in truth, whether it's them, whether it's us here, and that's why, you know, as I was sitting here for a couple hours before this talk, I was just falling in love with you again, just whoever was going to be here. I was feeling into you. I was experiencing you. And I was just so grateful for who you are and so grateful that I have the privilege of loving you and supporting you and honoring you and blessing you, because you're a gift and you're the gift to me. And maybe I'm a gift to you. So if you feel like it, it could be a marvelous, marvelous thing to just go to that source. Notice that gift, just like you're doing now, just like you've done in the last 40 minutes or so. And I'm about to stop talking in just a few minutes or a couple minutes. But I want to stop. I want to end this monologue, if you will, I was going to say dialogue, by thanking you, by thanking you for being put together as you are, by thanking you for having the unique Holy of Holies, the unique core center of your being that you have. It's different from mine. It's different from everybody else's who's here. But it's so precious, and it's so perfect because it's yours. It's exactly the center, exactly the source, exactly the well, exactly the endless font of blessings and love and power and creativity and energy and everything else. That is you. It makes you what you are. It is the power behind the throne of this remarkable, expressive self that you are. I love you. I cherish you. I honor you. You are amazing. You are amazing. And so is your source. And with that, in total support and honor of the gifts that always come to you, I end these remarks. And in just a moment, I want to take a drink, and then I want to invite any of us who feels in any way like expressing something, sharing something, not asking a question especially, but just sharing anything either from this experience or from your own sense of what you'd like to share, just your own soul, if you will. Just feel free to do that. And now I have to pull my mind out of this and get back into a functional mode here. So if anyone, yes, that's it. If anyone on the phone would like to share anything, all you need to do is press *6. Yes, *2. And that does the equivalent of raising your hand, which I'll see. And then if anyone on the, who's online, who's on the web, would like to express anything, then feel free to just write that in that little box there, and then just push the little send button. And this is precious. This one person whom I know says, "So glad to be here tonight. You've been in my heart for several days as I've anticipated the call." That is so precious. Thank you. Thank you. And likewise, for sure. Ah, we have someone. Now, let me see. Usually what I do is I kick the person off of there. No, I've got the absolutely right thing to do. I am so proud of myself already before I do it. So I am going to unmute this one person with a 641 area code, but I have no name here. So hello.
Hello, Bill. This is Fonzie Ba. Can you hear me?
Fonzie Ba, I haven't heard from you in like 10,000 years.
Yes, it has been a long time.
Oh, how delightful. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good, good. Well, share away with us.
Well, it was, I for some reason was inspired to join this call, which I haven't done in years. And as I close my eyes, and as you know, I'm one of those people that journeys off on my own, and I barely pay attention to what you're saying.
Exactly.
And so as you started the whole thing, and it was all about, you know, going to your what's in your wallet and going to your center, I took that journey, and what I saw and felt the essence of my center and what that was all about. And then I could see that it was just a little bit off kilter from my physical center.
Oh.
And so the whole journey was about opening up some blocks in that physical center to allow the real, it's almost like my real me has been just a little bit off to the side because I've kept it out. And so just allowing things inside to open up and start to let it in, and it was really nice and powerful. Thank you.
Oh, what a beautiful way to describe that, Fonzieba. Thank you. Thank you so much, and thanks for sharing not just that, but your beautiful self with us. It's been so sweet.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. And let me see, anybody else want to share anything? I'm going to go to the web, refresh the web, because after the first time I realized I had to refresh it. Okay. And by cracky, it seems like everybody is busy getting their Halloween costume on, and so it looks like we have nobody else who wants to share anything. How about if I lead us in a meditation, a quiet, precious, inner reflective being time. And how about if we let that time be really very much just a time to sit in that Holy of Holies? And so join me if you feel like it. Join me in that very sacred, sacred center, that most beautiful of spaces upon the entire earth, that inner center of you. A space of beauty that rivals the grandest cathedral or temple or mosque. A space of enormous sacredness that rivals even the most sacred parts of the planet herself, himself, itself. A space where the most deep, most wondrous, and most divine source of everything lives. And lives there just for you, just for you personally. Yes, you are that important, that central, that imperative. Your existence, your person, your presence, your awareness, your everything is so important that you get your own personalized goddess and God. And it's right there that you are. Can you see in your inner vision that source, that divine, that Holy of Holies? As you sit in it, or as close to you to it as you can let yourself, what is it gifting you right now? What is this precious and beautiful and amazing blessing, which is not necessarily as big as the Big Bang, as noticeable as the creation of the universe, but is in a really heartfelt, really precious and touching way just exactly what you need right now. What is this expression of grace? For me, as I'm watching it, and if these words do not apply to you, feel free to ignore them. I'm watching for many of us it being the gift of an even purer love. An even purer love, a quality of love that lets us deeply, deeply appreciate and honor the sacred self that we are. A quality of deep, unconditional embrace of every aspect of this manifested self, of aspects of your personality of which you may not be a big fan, aspects of your body with which you may find fault, aspects of your mind that you may be critical of. Unconditional embrace. Loving those the way that divine source and the way that divine you in that source loves them. In this very sacred moment, let us be totally at peace with everything that we are. Let us rest our precious minds and their learned attitudes. Let us just enjoy, in fact, being. Being the divine source that we are, and being everything that emanates from that source, with no judgment, no interpretation, no story. We're just quietly, nurturingly, sweetly being who we are, and watching in our own internal way of watching, watching the gift emanate, watching the gift come forth, watching the gift maybe move into our energy field, or move into our heart, or move into our body, or move into everything that we are. And if I were the voice of this holy of holies, of this sacred, sacred source of you, I might find myself even speaking to you, since I've so got your attention right now. And I would say, thank you for visiting me and for staying long enough to have a fuller feel of who I, this central you, really am. And thank you for feeling so worthy, so deserving of the gifts that I always give, but that I especially now am giving. Thank you. Thank you for being willing to accept that you are this special, so special that I stay here as your source all the time. Thank you for hearing that I love you, and that I am love, and that all the love you're looking for out there is right here. And that all the power you're looking for out there is right here. And all the gifts you're looking for out there is right here. Thank you. Thank you for being so beautiful. For being, if I may use the word, so perfect. So precious. So delightful. I am you. I empower you. I love you. And I, as the internal divine you, love the expression of me that you are. I love it, love it, love it. I know in your mind or in your psyche you sometimes have a very hard time, but you know I'm always having a wonderful time because I'm living the deep inner truth of you. And I know it's sometimes really, really hard, difficult, in fact, just gruesome sometimes for you. But please know, you are never, ever displeasing me. You're never, ever a disappointment. You're never a failure to me. Because I am, and I know the truth of you. Those little seeming glitches that you get so upset about, those seeming unresolvable issues that just upset you so much, really, to me, they're not even a blink of an eye. They're not a problem to me because you're you. And because you're you, you're an expression of me. And because you're an expression of me, you are me. Because you are me, I am having a wonderful, wonderful time being human. Thank you. Thank you for being willing to take this adventure with me. Thank you for being willing to put yourself into all these forms and all these expressions so that I can live and have energy and have life and have excitement. Thank you for the gift you give to me. And for that, I give you gifts every day, every second. Please receive the gifts with a bigger awareness because you'll feel better. And I'd love to see you feel better. Receive my gifts with a bigger heart and take them in and stir them around and be excited about their potential for you. And you and I together can have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you so, so much for this magical moment, this magical hour where you and I have gathered in the Holy of Holies on this Halloween month, where I am delighted to give and unwrap the treat that you ask for while you're dressed in your beautiful human costume. In closing, I love you. Stay with me as long as you want after you hang up the phone or turn off your computer. And stay with me through the night as you sleep. And stay with me when you wake up in the morning. Just notice me and notice my loving gifts. And whenever you do feel ready, please just let yourself breathe gently. Let yourself become aware of the fact that this time together is coming to its close. And let yourself, in whatever way you want, just feel gratitude for all these beautiful beings, people who are right here, right now, with you, with us, with this special, special Holy of Holies. And so I'm Bill, and I'm thanking you on behalf of Donna, on behalf of myself, As Donna mentioned, we're headed off bright and early in the morning before the crack of dawn to the East Coast, to the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, where we're going to be doing a three-day seminar that we're really excited about. Maybe we'll see some of you there. And I will look especially forward, assuming that you survive the real Halloween that happens in a couple of weeks, I'll look so forward to hanging out with you next month. And in the meantime, I wish you a month filled with so many blessings that you are aware of, so many blessings that you can drink in, so many blessings. And thank you so much for being a blessing to me. And so while you're in the quiet mode that you're in, it's unfair again, but I'm going to figure out if I can again figure out how to have us say goodbye. So just get ready. I think it starts happening right now. So I'm saying goodbye, everyone.
We love you, Bill. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh,
yay.
Thank you,
Bill.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Oh, and good night to all of you on the web who were saying it. I could hear it in my other ear from you. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. I mean, month. Bye-bye.